Good afternoon, evening, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Hour one of the broadcast here on this Wednesday, the 13th of March, 2024. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I have with me, co-hosting, as usual for Wednesdays, Mr. David Scorpio, the Lone Highwayman himself. And good to have you here, David.
Hello, Richard. Glad to be on with you, and I was just thinking, whenever I make an important decision in life, I think to myself, what would Donald Trump do? And then I act accordingly.
Wow, awesome strategy, bro. I know. I try to have the same MAGA power in my thinking, and yeah, that's the way to success, because we're gonna make America great again. David.
Well, either that, or we're going to destroy democracy. A lot of the hardcore liberals are very worried that Trump will single-handedly destroy our democracy if he gets back in office.
Totally. I mean, he's going to be worse than Adolf Hitler, and we're going to have a totalitarian, white supremacist, fascist regime. Which will, put all trans people in gulags and force gay people to be straight. And then, the black people, forget about it. I mean, under Trump, and honestly, that's one of the most absurd things. I mean, when you think about how middle of the road he is on so many talking points, David, for these people to talk like this with this hyperbole, they have to realize that at least half the nation, I mean, more than half, certainly, their opposition, but even a lot of Democrats, they're just shamed by the Biden administration and these hardliner leftist, what would you call it, wannabes for political power, or the virtue signaling university types.
Yeah. It'll be the first fascist state that's subservient to the Jews and 100% on board with anything Israel does. As I pointed out on my show on Sunday, Donald Trump told Netanyahu to finish the job. That was the same exact line that Nikki Haley was using right before she got her big bump in the polls. So, strange world we live in, Richard.
Yeah, and I mean, we had the hit on Soleimani. We had the declaration of Jerusalem as the capital. We've had really a lot of prodding of Israel's enemies whenever Trump has had opportunity. But no, everything's going to be different, once it's his second term and he doesn't have to worry about re-election, David. See that? That is when the white helmets are going to really go to work with him, and this deep state is just going to get flushed out.
Yeah, that's another fantasy that the white hats are going to take over, and we're going to flush out the deep state and return to the former greatness of America. It's another fantasy, only on the other end of the spectrum, essentially.
And what about Putin? I mean, in a certain sense, I mean, I think there could be some, legitimate aspects to the give and take land grab issues. I mean, and it's interesting. It's remarkable, really, how much this seems to mirror why Hitler went into Poland, Putin going into Ukraine. But I mean, yeah, in the long term, something that's looking at like the entire century point of view, where things are headed. I can't see Putin daring to be out of line from these Western, Judaic led globalists. Can there be some legitimacy to the Ukrainian conflict nonetheless, David?
Well, absolutely. I mean, from Russia's side, there certainly is. But I don't think what Putin did is handling it the smartest way. I think he's in on a different game that's not being talked about publicly, personally. That's how I read the tea leaves. But, of course, the West prodded this situation along beginning in 2014 when Victoria Nuland, a.k.a. Victoria Nuland, helped foster a color revolution with allegedly $5 billion in her pocket to feed the beast and overthrow the duly elected president of Ukraine. And of course, you know, it's interesting that this Volodymyr Zelensky character ran as a pro-peace candidate. He pledged to make peace with Russia. So, again, it's just another example of a politician, talking out of both sides of his face and working for people who aren't in the public sphere, working for a secret cabal, you could say. And, it's interesting. I came across a clip of, this John Kirby character. He's like the spokesperson for the Pentagon, I guess, spokesman. And, it's kind of a back-to-back clip where he's talking about what's going on in Israel, and he's like, well, yeah, this is war. Israel's at war. Things are messy during war. People get killed. It's unfortunate, but there's no way around it. And then he talks about what's happening in Ukraine, like, oh, my God, this is the most horrible genocide and slaughter of innocent people ever in the 21st century. This is, Vladimir Putin is a murderer. It's just interesting, the perspective, depending on what side they want to take and what spin they want to put on things.
Yeah, well, then the updates I've recently had here, let's see, I had one from, this was this morning, I can't find that one now. All right, I thought I had one that I got from someone. But no, nonetheless, I mean, we're hearing this, it's not quite entering into NATO, but it was just some text Mr. Weitener sent me. Macron addresses the nation tonight, announcing a treaty with Ukraine. So they have this treaty now, but allegedly separate from NATO. But now, we've already had some offensives into Russia from Ukraine. They can't even deal with, their situation within their borders in this conflict. The lack of training, even with whatever, vehicles and munitions they are sent. And of course, they're using them up so fast because of the lack of training. Just machine gun crazy and near zero accuracy. But, far faster than it can be even manufactured. Things have been getting diminished. And of course, all us and all the other countries, the U.S. government and all the other countries, stockpiles diminishing. But I mean, this is the second time, because I heard the last week or two Ukraine did an offensive into Russian borders within Russia. Now another one. Ukraine paramilitary groups launch another cross-border raid into Russia. This was, on Tuesday, yesterday, Russia said it has, quote unquote, thwarted another significant attempt at a ground invasion of the Russian border region of Belgorod, consisting of Ukraine-backed, quote, sabotage and reconnaissance groups, unquote. And the Ukraine-based groups identifying themselves as the Freedom of Russia Legion and the Siberian Battalion posted a message on Telegram acknowledging they launched a raid with an aim to, quote, take our land away from the regime, centimeter by centimeter, unquote, and additionally urged all Russians to boycott the national presidential election. Another group calling itself the Russian Volunteer Corps also claimed responsibility. They claimed to have gained control of a Russian border village. Quote, the settlement of Teotkino in the Kursk region is entirely under the control of Russian liberation forces, unquote, a statement said. The Russian Defense Ministry, MOD, has responded by saying the quote-unquote terror attack was beaten back. Quote, around 3 o'clock a.m. Moscow time, after intense shelling of civilian structures, Ukrainian terrorist groups using tanks and armed vehicles attempted to invade the territory of the Russian Federation, the MOD wrote. Quote, all the attacks of the Ukrainian armed forces were repelled by the selfless actions of the Russian military. The enemy was hit by aircraft, rocket troops, and artillery, unquote, the statement added. According to CNN's description of the groups involved in the assault, the group, compromising a few hundred battle-hardened anti-Kremlin Russian volunteers fighting as part of Ukraine's armed forces, also said it had destroyed an armored personnel carrier inside Russia. A separate pro-Ukrainian group of Russian fighters, the Siberian Battalion, wrote Tuesday on Telegram, quote, well, we're home at last. As promised, we are bringing freedom and justice to our Russian land, unquote. So in essence, this was an attempted incursion by units of Ukraine's national military, and not for the first time, because last year there were several such border cross raids by some of the same group, with the biggest happening May 22nd, 2023. So I don't know your thoughts on it. Goes on a little further, but your thoughts on this, David.
I'd say all this is much ado about nothing, to be honest. France making some kind of, you know, agreement with Ukraine doesn't mean anything, because France can't do anything without the backing of NATO, since they're part of NATO. This is just some kind of virtue signaling on behalf of Macron. That's what I call Macron. Macron, if you know what that means in Spanish, that's what he is. And, you know, it's, you know, it's funny. The pro-Russian people are always saying, well, Russia's about to win the war. I remember when this started, oh, this is going to last 4 or 5 days. Russia's just going to crush them in a couple of days. It'll be over. Well, we're in the over the 2 year mark here, and really it's essentially a stalemate. And it's kind of funny to hear them talk about taking land back centimeter by centimeter. That's about what it amounts to, which is nothing.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. But I mean, well, we had some money in this, well, what, to stop the government shutdown. This big spending package included some Ukraine funding, and then suddenly another, what, 300 million in munitions are getting rushed over.
Yeah, 300 million. Yeah, directly out of the Pentagon budget from something or other. And, you know, they want to dump another $60 or $80 billion into this, which, you know, it's disgusting. Americans should be up in arms over this. When there's, you know, this is never talked about, but America really is having a homeless crisis in many states. I mean, it's pretty bad in a lot of states. And yes, some of them are drug addicts, some of them are mentally ill, but, you know, there really are a lot of Americans that have just fallen on hard times, don't have a family to support or help them or friends. And I'll tell you, you know, you make a couple bad decisions and people can end up in a really bad situation. And it's very hard to become unhomeless once you're actually homeless. So that's never talked about, even by the Democrats. We're more interested in you know, feeding some kind of foreign war that should have been at the negotiating table, you know, years ago, at the very beginning. So it's disgusting, and it's part of just feeding this war machine beast that is one of the...
Well, I'm sorry, I lost you there. This feeding this beast, one of the, and then I lost you.
Oh, just feeding the beast of the American economy, the military industrial beast of the American economy, because America doesn't produce a lot of things, but we do produce bombs and airplanes and missiles and things like that. And, you know, that's what this is all feeding.
Indeed. And this economy truly is weaponized at unprecedented rates and levels. at this point. I just saw just an example in a piece talking about a famous San Francisco burrito shop and just having made the decision to double its prices. And they're saying, like, for example, some of the components, you know, ingredients, onions, for example, for them allegedly are up 700%. I don't know where there's 100 onion suppliers there, but and labor costs skyrocketing. In the heart of San Francisco's Mission District, a beloved taqueria is grappling with the tough decision of doubling its prices. And then, well, let's see, the owner addressed the customer's concerns about the surging prices. An example here, the grilled cheese birria burrito, once priced at $11, it now stands at $22. Now, an $11 burrito, I don't care how it's grilled and with what, sounds ridiculous already. I remember buying burritos as a child, like with my friends late at night or something, and yeah, it wasn't anywhere near that, and you got a great burrito in, you know, in little nearby Mexicanville. But $22 now for their burrito, their San Francisco burrito. But yeah, you know, that's just a sign of the times there. And you're in the same beloved state of California, David.
Oh yeah. Well, there's a couple of different factors at work here. San Francisco is one of the most business unfriendly cities in the state of California. And so just the amount of money that the city itself sucks away from business, then the amount of money that the state sucks away, then the amount of money that the federal government sucks away, that's a lot of sucking. And it makes it very difficult to do business and actually make a profit. But, you know, in most cities in California, to be honest, a burrito's around $10 now, just an average burrito, believe it or not. And $22 is outrageous, but... you know, the other problem is that, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but almost all of the food that restaurants buy comes from Sysco, and it's almost like a monopoly. It's the company that provides food for restaurants almost entirely as a monopoly. So there's not a lot of competition for that market, and you know that's kind of where our economy is heading towards too, which is monopolistic capitalism.
Yes. No, that is a big problem. I mean, there's a lot of other factors in how the money is wasted, like bloated government and bureaucrats. But no, absolutely.
Well, what does a burrito cost in Florida?
I don't know. I'll just like cook myself tacos at home. You know, it's like make my own like ground beef tacos, homemade. And I don't know. I mean, you know, maybe I got a couple of tacos. It wasn't that bad at some local place. Probably a little more than I was expecting for each taco. But yeah. Well, stick around, folks, and we'll be right back.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafine, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey and David Scorpio talking about pricey burritos and tacos and the Bidenflation. But no, I mean, there have been a lot of factors I keep pointing out. I mean, starting with the COVID relief spending and money printing, that I really kind of a set new highs, you know, for the average amount people ask for anything and everything. I mean, I was just mentioning to my wife earlier, I mean, you know, you hardly ever hear anything being done or being asked for, whether at the government and a corporate NGO level or at the state level, even at the city level in a lot of these bigger cities, blue cities, progressive policies where, you know, the million word isn't even heard very much, you know. I mean, a trillion is thrown around so much now. And, you know, I mean, everyone wants at least a billion or some such billion for their cause, for this or that, you know, especially if it's a combating, you know, the white male supremacist patriarchy, right? But yeah, no, I'm seeing like everywhere, of course, you know, people talking about the just the combination of pretty much all of our economic downturns of the past 100 years combined is what we're really dealing with right now moving forward. And it's by design, you know. I mean, they want serfdom and wealthy elite with nothing in between when it's all over. Don't you agree? At least in the West.
Oh, absolutely.
Here.
Oh, sure, absolutely. You know, a billion here, a billion there, and pretty soon you're talking about real money, Richard. You know, that's where we are now. And,
right.
And yeah, you know, it's amazing just the decline of the value of money. Life in America has become very expensive, and everybody feels that. And, of course, part of the design here is to squeeze out the middle class from above and from below and end up with a society where you have rich, a rich elite class that are, you know, aligned with the government, and then everybody else who lives kind of a lower class lifestyle. And that is set up to create a sort of a police state, because when you have that kind of society, you're guaranteed to have rampant crime, and you've got to have more police to deal with the crime, and more rules and more regulations, and that's where they want to take things. But I think there's a lot of pushback right now, and I don't think this is going to be as easy as they think it is.
Mm-hmm. As far as just the impoverishing of more and more people's lifestyles, even a lot of the so-called victim class groups who are their proxy armies for their progressive accelerations. I mean, basically, you know, I mean, you have to make sure that the free money keeps flowing. You have to make sure all of the diversity, equity, inclusion based hires, you know, keep their jobs and their status. And, well, I mean, we're dealing, of course, with more and more of the boomers retiring now, you know, and, you know, and it's definitely, and everything is coming home to roost at once, you know. I see.
The other thing they want is an impoverished class that's dependent on the government for subsidies, because that way you've got alignment with a wealthy cadre of people at the top and that are around the government, and then you've got a whole realm of people at the bottom that are dependent on government for subsidies, and that way you've got loyalty kind of on both ends, because the rich class are dependent on the government to make sure that they can do business with insider trading, so to speak.
No, indeed. But another sign of the times, a Dollar Tree, you know, appealing store when people in the working class have a little extra spending cash. Dollar Tree shares plunge after earnings miss. Now they're going to close down 600 stores due to a customer spending pullback during these economic times. So yeah, even Dollar Tree, I mean, people aren't buying even anything from there other than necessities that you can get cheaper there than elsewhere.
Yeah, I've been to Dollar Tree a few times. It's a bunch of junk in there.
We'll be right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusanAnnSecret.com. SusanAnnSecret.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with Wednesday co-host David Scorpio. And I should remind everyone that RBN is still in rather dire straits, folks. We really could use support at this point. I mean, less than a month ago, I read to you yesterday, you know, the entirety there of how dire things had been. I mean, when the boss isn't even able to pay himself, it's, you know, that's pretty bad. So please do what you can to make sure this station continues into the future. And I mean, again, you know, this was originally the 16th of February posted, where the accounts were nearly at zero. I mean, recovery has been, you know, slow going. And really, we do still need assistance immediately to avoid any serious problems. I mean, there were some days there that, definitely the staff was very concerned, you know, and I mean, if we don't have a large influx of donations, you know, gifts, contributions to help keep this operation going, keep free speech alive at the canary in the coal mine of free speech, the Public Broadcasting Network. And I mean, John Stadmiller truly believed that. He always pointed that out. If this station goes down, folks, this station can't even afford to keep truth available to those who do reach us through the streams, through the satellite, through the archives, through the other means out there. You can be sure, by and large, most all, the rest of your free speech around you will be leaving as well soon enough. So that being said, please, help out with support. And anyone who can, you know, figure out with their budget, you know, what could you afford to do monthly? You know, rather than some big amount once in a while when you're just in the mood. If you broke that down, you know, how does that space out? Or just see with you with your month, and then we could, you know, you can definitely trust the staff with your information. Just automatic payment from your account, private, discreet, and at the more that we could have that from our listener base, you know, each little person helping out like that, where they see where things are at. There aren't too many surprises, you know, as far as a month-to-month thing, and everything we want to try to do and expand to keep this going. You know, because certainly our own planned communities out there, keeping our culture alive, it's the only way we're going to keep our way of life going. So, again, please help out in whatever means possible. You can call in, and I'll give out the address if you want to get something to write that down. But we have PayPal right on the donate page, republicbroadcasting.org. Click on donate. You could, of course, always call if you want to use your credit or debit card. Call in to 800-724-2719, extension 3. Again, that number is 800-724-2719, extension 3. You can mail your donation of cash, put it in some aluminum foil if it's cash, you know, check or money order, payable to just the letters RBN. And you can send that to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. Now, that being addressed, we can move on. I mean, I have some other headlines of varying topics, you know, quite a bit. A couple I might not be worthy to fit in the mix here, David. But first, what else to conclude on our discussion of the economy? What else would you like to add?
Well, I think yeah, we're good for now, but I would just add about, you know, donating to RBN. You know, there ain't no free lunch, guys. And, you know, free speech really is under attack. Everyone knows that. And, you know, a lot of people in our sphere, the alternative sphere, are used to getting all their content for free. But they'll pay $20 a month for their Netflix or whatever, their cable or whatever. So I just try to keep that in mind. We're playing for real here. This is no joke. And, There are very few forums like this where free speech is so open and really nothing is off limits. So please act accordingly.
Well, yeah, David, I mean, you were keeping up to date on a lot of this information, you know, before myself. Well, you're a little older than me as well. But regardless, I mean, you talk about how the spotlight had a strong impression on you. I mean, in those days where it was hard copy, you know, of course, they were at least getting donations, you know, for every person. It wasn't like these days with the internet where you kind of have to juggle. So, yeah, you know, things have changed in that regard, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the spotlight was kind of like the last of the Wild West newspapers, really. That newspaper took on the topic of Jewish power and Zionism and Israel head on. They didn't pull any punches. And, you know, legendary people like Michael Collins Piper, who, you know, had a show on this very network as well, really spent his entire career writing for it. And, of course, he wrote many books. But, you know, I actually heard of the Spotlight newspaper by listening to shortwave radio. You know, before internet was around, you know, Tom Valentine's show. Maybe some of the listeners out there remember Tom Valentine. That's how I learned about the Spotlight newspaper, because the Spotlight newspaper was one of the sponsors of Tom Valentine's show. So that's going back to the 1980s, back when I was a young man, and that really did change my perception of reality, because I started to order books and historic revisionism materials through Spotlight, and this opened up a whole new world of thought and understanding of how the world really works.
Wow. Well, thank you for that flashback for those out there who can relate. And yeah, definitely for those of us who aren't as familiar. And so please, folks, yeah, you have to continue even in this world of web pages, you know, to pay your tribute to the sources where you have the best information and people working for you. So, well, where should I go next? I mean, I have quite a bit here. So, all right, let's just do this and get it out of the way. Oh, you know, the raunchy stuff, that'll keep the listeners midway, right, David? Let's see.
Let's bring on the smut.
This is out of Zero Hedge. A Philadelphia LGBTQ plus community center loses $1 million in federal funds due to sex party allegations. Now, it sounds like it was like a BDSM party thing, but, you know, most people aren't too aware of. I don't know. I was around a lot of the underground music scenes my whole life, and, you know, I was very aware of a lot of these things that, most would find too horrific and debaucherous to even be familiar. But, yeah, no, the gay community, there always was a bit of an element there, you know, but a crossover. And same with a lot of the dark underground music, crossover with all that. But it was always within reason, you know, and there weren't more, there really weren't that many gay people in general when we were growing up. I mean, you know, just someone who just is inclined to that every so often, you know, and no one had to tell them about it, you know. And I mean, going to concerts and things, I knew this one friend of ours who was gay, and, you know, he pretty much was like a conservative, you know, almost like in favor of the whole day lifestyle in the closet, you know, sort of professional life way of being, you know. But I mean, regardless, the numbers are just off the charts with the children now being told they're trans or gay or whatever, or to explore that, or that they, you know, there might be some fusion, some sort of a weird bi percentage or whatever. But again, yeah, I mean, there was always a lot of crossover, but in a lot of these scenes, but never, you know, there was mostly straight people. Okay, they were just maybe a little warped with you know, leftist music and art and you know, leftist Jewish philosophy and all that. Obviously, the music scene, but I mean, yeah, it wasn't like it is now. So I don't know. The point is, it's just a curious response here, and we can see the polarization and the politicization of everything. So this LGBTQ community center in Philadelphia is losing more than $1 million in federal grants after being accused of hosting sex parties, according to 6ABC. Chris Bartlett, executive director of the William Way Center, said, quote, "We're disappointed. We're outraged," unquote. Quote, "We provide space for hundreds of groups a year," unquote. He added, "One of those parties, as was pointed out by libs of TikTok on X, is the Avery, which 6ABC says, quote, hosts kink parties," unquote. Gil Sinan, a co-founder of the Avery, offered up this riveting defense, quote, "Almost anything could be a kink. A lot of people are into various forms of spanking," unquote. Quote, "We always have an educational space set up. There we have an open play space where you can try out a whole bunch of different things," he continued. "You have benches where you can put people over for spanking. You have places where you can tie people up and suspend them." And again, that is like the BDSM scene. It has existed out there for decades and that. And they, you know, they pretty much keep in the closet to themselves. And, you know, but the gay thing pushes everything in people's face now with these agendas and trans and including that, you know. Just like the weaponization of our children, it adds to that. I'll throw in there. So then, but they add these other things now that this is going off into uncharted territory. But we also have a room that's like blanket forts and coloring books. Now, that is very disturbing when you think about, you know, being predatory to sexualizing the children or having sex with children, grooming them and that. I mean, that sounds really in the same sphere at the same event. Let's see. There's no
I would just add very briefly that I wouldn't be surprised if every damn one of these LGBTQ community center deals hosts sex parties. I think that's probably one of the main functions they do. These guys just happen to get caught, and there's enough publicity where they had to pull the plug on it. But that's no surprise at all to me.
I mean, there was that one that was at the the Capitol building, or there was some gay guy who had some video he shot of some like gay sex actually, and then he got in trouble for it. You know, he realized finally it was going too far. You know, even in this era of all these trans people as our directors of health and morality and whatever else, and it's just as much of a clown world. They sometimes, yeah, you'll have some of these people who don't realize that they've even stepped over those current lines, like in that instance. But, you know, I mean, that they were stressing here that there was no sex there that occurred at Avery. It's not only against the venue's rules, but it's also against their insurance company's rules. And it's not the party for that, they added. So let's see. The choice was either to pull it or watch it get stripped out, attacked by Republicans and ultimately killed, instead of the funding. Even Democratic Senator Bob Casey said, quote, consenting adults have the right to do whatever they want in their free time, but those types of appropriation projects warrant the highest level of scrutiny on behalf of taxpayers. If they didn't lie about us, they'd lie about somebody else. Regardless, the center's website said, quote, in these challenging times, the William Way LGBT Community Center and what it represents has evolved to meet the needs of the diverse people it serves. It continues, we want all LGBTQIA+. Now, they're just making stuff up here. What is I guess, what, like intersex or something? A is what, like maybe asexual? Or, I mean, you know, it's just levels of retardation never before seen, folks. LGBT, you don't even have to say the Q, and they should be happy with that. People to feel safe, connected, and empowered. We strive to be a community center whose staff, management, and board reflect the vibrant and richly diverse communities we serve. Under its wellness programs, the center says it is also hosting a series of anti-capitalist financial planning workshops hosted by someone called River Nice. Them, described as, quote, an anti-capitalist financial planner, meaning they acknowledge the harms of white supremacist patriarchal capitalism and help queer individuals and families use the money to get as close to their ideal lives as possible. David, doesn't that sound wonderful?
Well, I think it's a good illustration into the heart of the problem in America, just the bizarre bad belief systems that have been fed to young people. And, you know, there's always been gays or homosexuals, whatever. I think the way to handle it has always been to kind of push it off to the edge of society, to bring it out in the open and make it some kind of virtuous set of behaviors is a tragically bad mistake for any civilization, and it's only going to lead to bad things. So here we are, right in the middle of it, I think.
Oh, yes, you know, Babylon 2.0 and New Weimar, you know, Weimerica, for sure.
But, I've actually had some gays, you know, I've known gay people through, you know, working in the arts and music and stuff. And,
oh, wait, here, hold that thought.
I'll tell you the story. Yeah, okay.
Bit for the last segment. We'll be back, folks.
Parting, leave behind us footprints in the sands of time. A few stones, the sacred circle where the
Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with David Scorpio. And David, you were recollecting, I mean, you mentioned you've had some gay friends with, you know, yourself. Like
no,
me,
I wouldn't
you know,
go that far. No,
in the,
no. I wouldn't go that far. I've known some people who are gay through work, working in the arts. So they weren't my friends. I don't socialize with homosexuals. I mean, I don't have a problem with them. It's just I don't choose to socialize with them. That's all.
No, but in places you show off your artwork, like galleries, all this kind of thing. I mean, you can't help but run into on certain levels. And yeah, no, I.
Oh,
see
absolutely,
what,
you do. Yeah. And there's no reason not to be. There's no reason not to be. But I just don't. I choose not to socially engage with people like that. But I've had people tell me, hey. It was actually better when the whole gay scene was under the table and it wasn't all out in the open because they felt like they had their own little secret society and it was just they thought it was a better situation for gays actually when it was kind of a little underground rather than being out so much out in the open. So I've had gays tell me that, and there's probably some truth in that.
Absolutely, and that's the same sort of impression I've had, with the gentleman I was referring to. Let's see. This is similar story related here. This is a moral panic, they're saying. This trans activist's furious over in Britain that the so-called far right NHS, which is hilarious. The far right NHS. Oh, please, anything but. I mean, they're as anti-white as anything, over in UK with all of their agencies. Banned puberty blockers for kids is what is such a moral panic to these trans activists, okay? That the NHS banned puberty blockers for kids. You know, these activists are out there claiming that it's reversible, which is not true at all. Once you stop puberty from happening, you're not going to have that opportunity again. And so, it's crazy how they're trying to move the Overton window, normalize the sexualization of children well before puberty. Some, even when they get infants, they decide, oh, it's going to be a different sex or something, David, or it's going to be gay.
Well, there's no question this is child abuse, pure and simple. It's child abuse. There's no other way to look at it if you have your head screwed on, right? But, I think this is kind of a red herring. I live in Los Angeles area. I don't even see very many trans people walking around, I think it's blown out of proportion.
Okay, well, stick around for hour two, folks. More to come.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.